Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 8, 2026. Salem schools may be cutting 32 jobs, and lawmakers are raising the legal pot use limit. Sunny, low 40s, Highside, Gloucester Harbor, 4:39 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. The Salem School Committee is faced with a proposed budget that would cut the equivalent of nearly 32 positions in the city's schools to address a $4.7 million budget gap in the new fiscal year. District officials say the budget gap is primarily driven by rapidly rising utility and transportation costs, as well as increases in personnel costs recently negotiated in a collective bargaining agreement that have raised pay for teachers, paraprofessionals, and administrators. Overall, personnel costs for the district's 890 employees makes up about 78% of the total budget and will increase by nearly 6% next year to a total of $64.05 million. The average salary for teachers will be $95,601, up from $88,656 this year. Of the 31.8 positions to be cut, 19 are a result of merging the district's two smallest elementary schools, Carlton and Saltonstall, into the new Sarah Parker Redmond School at the Saltonstall building. State House reporter Christian Wade reports that Massachusetts adults would be allowed to possess up to 2 ounces of cannabis for personal use, twice the current limit, under a proposed update to the state's recreational pot law headed for Governor Maura Healey's desk. The changes are included in a package of legislation aimed at improving state oversight of the maturing cannabis industry by streamlining the state agency that regulates growers, processors, and retailers. A 6-member legislative committee filed the compromise bill Monday after negotiators ironed out differences between House and Senate versions of the legislation. Both chambers are expected to hold an up or down vote on the bill this week before sending it to Healey's desk for review.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Amanda Lurie writes in itemlive.com, to celebrate the grand opening of the 54,000-square-foot Peabody Recycling Center, located at 109 Newbury Street, Republic Services marked the occasion with a ribbon cutting before showing off the facility's new upgrades on Tuesday. The facility was built in 2015, and in 2023, when Republic acknowledged the need to better its systems, MachineX Technologies was contracted to take on the project. It was then closed from April to December of last year for the improvements to be made. Despite its name, the Peabody Recycling Center is not recycling anything on site. Rather, it is sorting and collecting recyclable materials so they can be reused in the future. Bobby Grady writes that the piping plovers, or piping plovers, whichever you prefer, known to nest on Gloucester beaches have returned, and residents are advised to stay away and keep dogs from the endangered birds. According to local piping plover or plover ambassador and nature documentary filmmaker Kim Smith, a female bird who nested on Good Harbor Beach returned to the beach March 26, and Super Dad, a male plover or plover who has been nesting at Good Harbor Beach since 2016, returned shortly after for his 11th year. Common nesting sites for the birds include, I'm not going to say plover or plover anymore, common nesting sites for the birds include not only Good Harbor Beach, but also Wingersheek and Crab Beaches. Anyone visiting them is asked to not disturb the blocked-off nesting locations. Smith said no birds have been seen at Wingersheek or Crab Beaches as of yet, but they could show up there. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.